Hello, champion and Saturday Nation. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. It's a quick hit show on a Friday from Orlando, August 11, 2017. I'm literally getting ready to hit the stage in about 30 minutes. Okay, pinch me. I'm hitting the stage again. What I love to do for a living is playing itself out. And how does that happen? You continue to take action. If you don't make money, you continue to take action. If you go to a speaking gig like myself and nobody shows up, like happened to me one of my very first times, you continue to take action. See, the enemy wants to get inside your head and tell you, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? You're a loser, man. You're bankrupt. You don't have any friends. You got no money. You're just stuck in a dead-end job. You haven't made anything off this new gig. And by the way, how many other of these gigs have you tried before it didn't work? Look, if you're going to let the enemy win, then you're going to be like almost everybody else out there. And that's why people get taken out of the game. So I'm sitting here in my room at the Florida Hotel and Conference Center, recording this podcast on my iPhone, getting it to you, because I don't forget where I come from. I don't forget about you, and I don't forget about all the other dreamers, the doers, the entrepreneurs out there. By the way, have you joined our Facebook group? It's absolutely free. Come on in. We'll love on you. We'll support you. You can lean on us, but you can't whine on us, all right? You're not allowed to get in our Facebook group and complain, but you're allowed to get in there, tell people how fired up you are. I don't care if you're broke. I don't care if your credit cards are leveraged out and you got $5 in a savings account someplace. I don't care about your money. I don't want your money. I want to know that you believe, that you've got hope, that if I'm the only last person on this earth that believes in you, that believes in your dream, and believes that you are a champion, you come on in the Facebook group. It's Sam Crowley's Facebook group of dreamers, doers, entrepreneurs. Come find us. Come on inside the group. Get some knowledge. Get some love. Get some inspiration. Get ahead. Get successful, and then pay it back. That's all I ask you to do. Come in the group, add value, and pay it forward. So I'm sitting here, and one of the questions last night, I was on the panel. I flew into Orlando, got in around 5 o'clock last night. Delta, first class, thank you very much. Always fly first class domestically because the prices are just so close to coach when you book ahead of time, and the experience is well worth it. On the plane, off the plane, overhead, doesn't matter. Free drinks, thank you. And I came in last night around 5 o'clock, got on the panel, I don't know, maybe it was 8 o'clock last night or so. And one of the questions on the panel, it was myself and about five other speakers that are here at this event. And one of the questions was about legacy, like what do you want your legacy to be? And all of these types of questions make me super uncomfortable because I don't enjoy talking about how great I am. I just don't enjoy that. Now, some of you might be thinking, Sam, isn't this podcast about you? Kind of, but I'm very uncomfortable in a group of people talking about, hey, look at me and how great I am. And I get it. People need to be inspired by seeing that it's possible, that someone else was flat broke at one point in time and now they're not. Now they're free. I get it. Okay, I'm going to play that game. I get it. I want to inspire people. And if that's what inspires you, that's awesome. However, I'm a Christian, and I'm supposed to be humble. And it's kind of a tap dance. It's kind of a tap dance on the head of the needle. You know, you're humble because you realize eternity is where you want to spend the rest of your time. And this is not the Sunday spiritual podcast. I'll wait for 2 days to give that one. But that's kind of where my mindset is. But one of the questions came up about legacy, and this is how I explained it. And I think it really resonated. So here it goes. Legacy. I always wanted to be a dad. That's it. Wanted to be a dad, grew up in complete dysfunction, youngest of 8 kids, alcoholic mom. She was awesome, but she could only do what she could do with what she had to work with. Never heard the words, I love you, from my mom, so you can kind of get a feel for how I wanted to change generations of my family. I tell my girls all the time, I love you, I love you, I love you. Kiss them goodnight, I love you, I love you, I love you. And I was able to change generations of my family just by saying those three words. I love you. That's it. If I never made a dime, My girls know daddy loves them, and their mom does as well. Okay, she says it all the time as well. So we changed that. My kids have never seen me go to a job. Change that. You know, I'm not coming home stressed out, stuck in traffic, yelling and screaming, and, you know, I hate my boss and all that stuff. So that's good. Here's the real thing, though. My dad died a couple months ago, and nobody went to his funeral. I don't even think he had a funeral. Okay. And I think my sister Sue sent a text message out to my family saying, hey, dad's dead. Now, he was 88 or so when he died, and, you know, pretty much by himself in Annapolis, Maryland. And that's just kind of the way life went for him because he chose to abandon 8 kids. All right. Don't wish ill will. Not happy he's dead. Nothing like that. I'm just saying contrast that with my mom who died in 1997 and half the damn town came out to pay homage to her. We had 2 viewings and it was around the block. People coming to say goodbye to Catherine Crowley, who raised 8 kids by herself in Bradford, PA. So that's legacy. Okay, my mom died. The most she ever made, I think, was $17,000 in 1 year. Our house sold in 1987. After my freshman year of college, I came home. My house sold for $4,000. $4,000. Do you know? I mean, go-karts sell for $4,000. So the home that we were raised in Bradford sold for that amount, and it had nothing to do with money. So when I think of legacy, I think of those two contrasting ends of life. My mom, in 1997, had a sending off of the entire city that she raised her kids in. My dad, I think cremated or body donated or whatever. Nobody went to his funeral. Nobody in my family, none of his kids, nobody went to his funeral. They didn't even have a funeral. Think about that. Why? Because he chose to walk out on 8 kids. That's it. And so when you're thinking about what do I want my legacy to be, careful. That's your ego talking. Oh, and you hear people talk, well, I think my legacy, shove it. I'm not interested in how great you are. I care that you were successful. Thank you. But please be humble. All right? I know I can get in people's grill, but that's only to inspire them, to motivate them, to challenge them, to hold them accountable. It's not to say, look at how great I am, and you need to do this too. So as I sit in this hotel room, I'm sitting here from a point of gratitude, humility, excitement, that I get an opportunity to speak one more day to share a message with you that tomorrow it may not happen, man. My daughter turns 13 tomorrow, and I'm so excited. I got another teenage girl. Yay! So, but I say tomorrow may never come because it's not guaranteed, okay? Take this message as, what is your legacy going to be? And if it involves money, that's great, but I want it to involve the blessing that you're going to put on other people. Don't make money because, you know, you want to keep it all to yourself. Go after it so you can have a hospital wing named after yourself, so you can go back and give your high school commencement address, so you can have something named after you, a highway, a road, or an orphanage, or anything along those lines, so you can leave that lasting legacy. And how many people are going to show up at your funeral because you loved, because you cared, because you were there? Regardless of what people could do for you, you still showed up. That's why I do this show every day. I show up every day, regardless of what anybody can do for me, because I just want to share the excitement with you that I went for my dream 10, 12 years ago, and I'm still chasing it, man. I'm still going. Not cashing a paycheck from the man. I'm able to travel. I'm able to fly first class to Orlando to give a presentation for 90 minutes, fly home tonight, be with my family. And, man, I'll tell you, that's every day of Saturday for me. What's that mean for you? That's every day of Saturday for me. What does that mean for you? And as soon as you can define and gain clarity on what that means for you, you're going to be off and running, man. You have a real good sense of peace around that, too, as far as, oh, this feels good. Doesn't feel like I'm working for it. This feels good. All right? You with me? Sam Crowley signing off from Orlando. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.